This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Back here on a Friday, it has been a strange week for me. One of those weeks where it seems like it is flown by and dragged on all simultaneously. The mayor joins us each and every Friday, Mayor Julie Moore Wolf. So yesterday it was announced by the Macon County Health Department and the Joint Task Force that there were 31 positive cases. They amended that to bring the number down to 27 because four of those cases were residents of other counties. This is complex to a lot of people because people are following the math. So you say 31, but it was really 27, even though those four other people tested positive here.
Yeah, and all along things have been a little confusing from, you know, the governor having phases and, you know, ABCs, bridges, regions. It's been hard to keep up with. So, but it's still not great news. It's not like they knocked it in half, you know, so it's not 30, 31, it's, you know, 27. But I'm just, you know, you were talking a minute ago about, you know, people really.
Mayor, I'm going to do, Mayor, I hate to interrupt you, but I can barely understand you with the connection that we have here. I'm going to let Nick take a quick 60-second break and see if he can reconnect and get a better audio for the audience. We'll do this. We'll be back with more right after this. All right, we're back here, and Mayor Julie Moore Wolf joins us. I'm sorry to cut you off there, but let's try this again.
That's okay, and I do have a new phone coming tomorrow. Is this better, or today, actually?
Yeah, it's actually much better. Go ahead.
Okay, great. You know, Brian, what I was trying to say is, you know, yes, a few cases were taken out of our numbers, but the reality of it is it didn't cut our numbers yesterday in half. Our numbers are on the upswing. Our hospitalizations are up, and I've got real concerns about this because the strains that are in Decatur are moving very quickly, and it's infecting more people faster, and so it's even harder to fight. So we've got to be vigilant. And I get so frustrated when I talk to people about getting their vaccine, and it's like, yeah, I'm not going to do that. It's like, you really need to step up because we really need you and the people around you to take this seriously. And I really don't know what it's going to take to lift that water.
Well, I think that we've got some plans on how to educate people maybe a little more. You know, people need to get off Facebook first and foremost. That is not a news information place. It is just full of misinformation and people just talking to the people that they agree with on everything and not seeing anything outside of that bubble. But second, I believe, as you have stated many, many times, there's going to be an evolution to this, that if you want to go to the football game and you want to go see the Cardinals play and you want to go get on an airplane and go on vacation, there's going to be peer pressure across all of these lines that if you want your normal life back, this is something you're going to have to do.
Yes, I was talking with a woman yesterday who was waiting to get her test back, proving that she's been vaccinated, but she had to get a COVID test to prove that she was negative because today she's getting on an airplane to fly to Hawaii. If she doesn't have proof of that, A, they aren't going to let her on the plane, and B, even if she could get there, she would have to quarantine in her hotel in Hawaii, and that's fun, for 10 days.
So at her
even
expense.
Though she's vaccinated, she's taking that proof with her because she's got to.
Yeah, and at her expense. And I can tell you 10 days in Hawaii is a costly thing. Talk to me about HSHS and what they announced yesterday across the entire HSHS platform, vaccine scheduling by phone.
Yeah, we're trying to make it as easy as possible. Now, throughout this, and keep in mind there are a couple of different areas where we've tried to get people in to get vaccinated. One was to get on a list at St. Mary's, and you called a number, and you would be put on a list. As soon as we set up a clinic, you would get a call back. Because HSHS has a number of facilities in Illinois, we're able to kind of spread it out to make things as easy as possible for everyone. The medical group has a drive-through facility that you can call up. You get it's a number that directs you to whatever's closest to you. If let's say you work in Springfield, we can set you up that way. So just trying to get it, and this is what DMH has tried to do, what Crossing has tried to do, the health department. We're trying to give as many options as possible. Some are, you know, the folks in Springfield, one of our facilities near Shields, this week has had no appointment necessary. You just come by, get in line, you can get your vaccination. We're piloting that. I think they're going to one day a week next week, and I the last I talked, and I was in meetings all afternoon yesterday, so I haven't seen the latest version, but they were going to go to one day a week. And they've also, here we've done some Saturday clinics for people that it's just not possible for them to get there during the week. In the meantime, there is a lot of outreach going on at OASIS, at, you know, African-American churches to try and go to the people to convince them that they need to do this. So we're looking at some other options of events that are coming up that are actually scheduled for the summer, whether it's Juneteenth or something else that's going on that maybe we can, and this wasn't in the release yesterday, either the health department or Crossing or somebody that we can get out, get to the community where they are.
Absolutely. And we will do everything we can to assist and be of help for that. We have more than half of the United States rising. The World Health Organization says globally we are almost back to the peak numbers. I mean, and yet I just feel like people don't want to hear that, even though
they don't. And Brian, we are, and these numbers may have been maybe a little bit dated because this is from a call on Wednesday. 21% of Macon County is fully vaccinated. That's all.
Yeah.
I know. I feel pretty confident that our senior population is taken care of. Those that are in facilities, I think, are handled. Others that are the age group of like 60, maybe 55 and up, they're really good about now trying to get themselves vaccinated. But by golly, I've got a problem with the people that are the kids, as I call them, from 20 to your age, you know, 50-something, that are just blowing this off. And they're the ones getting sick. You know, we've got outbreaks within local sporting groups of whether it's volleyball or soccer. We've had some cases here where enough precautions have not been taken to keep from infecting others.
Yeah, and the UK variant, which has now showed up in Macon County, I mean, the four different variants, as you mentioned earlier, can be, the transmission can be as high as 50% more than what we were dealing with last year.
So let's think about this. If you and I went out and we had lunch, and I had COVID, didn't know it, and I gave it to you, I probably wouldn't give it to the server. I probably wouldn't give it to people at other tables. But if you've got that variant, and again, I'm not clinical, but the chances of that spreading to the majority of people in that restaurant or that bar are huge. And so it goes faster. And people seem to be really, really sick when they get it.
All right. We appreciate you, Mayor. Keep up the great work. We'll talk soon. Once again, the number 1-844-216-4707. That's 1-844-216-4707. That's in Macon County. Vaccine appointments are only available to adults 18 plus or older who live or work in Macon County. You can also schedule online. You can look for that story at nauticator.com as well. More options out there.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.